From Spark and Anvil and Circuit Forge, this is Spark and Load in Chapter 1 of the Circuit Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. On the big, clean workbench of the Circuit Forge, two friends sat on opposite sides of a wide, green mat. On the left sat Spark, a small, cheerful box with a big, friendly dial. A low, happy hum came from inside, and a warm light pulsed gently from a little window on its front. Spark was full of fizz, pop, and go power. On the right sat Load. Load wasn't just one thing, but a whole team of quiet gadgets. There was a little glass bulb with a tiny wire asleep inside it, a small motor with a bright yellow propeller, and a round speaker with a neat mesh screen. They were all silent and still, waiting patiently.
"Feeling the buzz today, Load?" Spark called out. Its light pulsed a little faster.
"I've got the zoomies, the tingles, the big time room! Ready to make something happen."
The little bulb on Load's side wiggled just a bit. The motor's propeller gave a hopeful twitch.
"We hear you, Spark," Load's voice replied, a calm sound that seemed to come from all the gadgets at once. "We are ready, too. We are ready to shine and spin and sing. But we are, well, we're just sitting here."
Spark's happy hum faltered for a moment.
"Oh, right. Me too."
Spark focused all its energy. Inside its box, tiny bits of lightning-fast cheer whizzed around with nowhere to go. Spark turned its big dial up a little, from a friendly 3 to an excited 5. The hum grew louder, the light brighter.
I'll just send some energy your way," Spark declared.
With a great effort, Spark pushed. A tiny, glittering speck of light shot out from its connector, flew a few inches through the air, and then vanished with a sad little pfft. It was like trying to throw a whisper across a busy room. It just got lost.
Did you get it?
Spark asked, sounding a little less sure of itself. From across the bench, Load was as still and dark as before.
"We saw it," Load answered kindly. "It was a very nice spark, very bright, but it didn't quite arrive."
Spark's light dimmed a little. It turned its dial back down to 3. The fizz and pop inside felt all jumbled up and useless. What good was having all the go power in the world if you couldn't give it to anyone? It was like having a giant jar of cookies, but the lid was stuck on forever.
Over on the other side, Load waited. The little bulb dreamed of glowing, of pushing back the shadows on the workbench. It wanted to be a tiny sun, even for just a moment. The motor with the yellow propeller longed to feel the whir and spin, to send a tiny breeze across the green mat. The speaker practiced a happy little tune in its head, a series of beeps and boops it was dying to share.
"It is a strange feeling," the speaker part of Load murmured to the others. "I know exactly what to do. I have a song already."
"I know how to spin," the motor added. "Clockwise, counterclockwise, fast, slow. I just need the push."
"And I know how to shine," sighed the little bulb. "It's the one thing I was made for."
Load sat there, a collection of perfect plans and wonderful ideas, with no way to bring them to life. They had all the how, but none of the get up and go. Being full of purpose with no power felt like being a kite on a day with no wind. You could be the best kite in the world, but you were still just stuck on the ground.
"This isn't working," Spark said, its light pulsing in a worried rhythm. "I have all this energy, and you have all those amazing jobs to do."
"What we're missing," Load said thoughtfully, "is a path, a connection between us."
Spark looked at the empty space separating them. It seemed very wide. Then they both noticed it at the same time,
a long red wire with a shiny clip at each end, coiled neatly between them. It was a bridge, just waiting to be used.
"If you clipped one end to me," Spark buzzed, its excitement returning, "and the other end to, say, the light bulb."
"Then the path would be open," Lode finished, a hopeful tone in its collective voice. "Your go power would have a road to travel on, straight to us."
The idea hung in the air, full of possibility. It was a little scary. What would it feel like? But sitting apart wasn't working at all. They had to try. One shiny clip on the red wire slowly reached over and gently clamped onto Spark's connector. The other clip hovered over the little bulb.
"Ready?" Spark hummed.
"Ready," Lode replied.
Click! The second clip attached to the base of the little bulb. For a split second, nothing happened. Then, a wonderful feeling rushed through them both. Spark felt a steady, pleasant flow leave its box, a feeling of purpose, like a river finally allowed to run to the sea. The jumbled-up energy inside smoothed out into a happy, flowing stream. And Lode? Lode shone! The little bulb filled with a brilliant, warm light, bright and clear. The motor next to it began to spin, its yellow propeller whirring into a cheerful blur. And the speaker let out a triumphant series of beeps. Beep, boop, beep.
"You're doing it!" Spark cried out, its own light glowing brighter in delight. "It's working!"
"We're doing it!" Lode answered, its voice a happy mix of light, motion, and sound. "Your push and our work, together." Spark sent the energy, and Lode used it. One couldn't do anything without the other. On the big green mat of the circuit forge, they weren't two separate things anymore. They were a team. A complete loop of giving and receiving, humming and shining and spinning, together.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Spark and Lode. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.